When you think of love, what comes to mind? Maybe it's the magic and mystery, or maybe the ache and anguish that attend this primal emotion. Or maybe you think of the artistic expression love has inspired, the poetry, the paintings, the Mariah Carey. But how many of you think of the biology that drives what we experience as love and the science responsible for the discoveries? Science has been sucking the sexiness out of life's mysteries since the first humans took measurements. Thanks to our curiosity, we know we're not the center of the universe. We're almost genetically identical to monkeys, and our deepest emotions can practically be boiled down to a series of biochemical reactions. But to me, science has not destroyed romance. Rather, it has revealed how beautiful and miraculous love really is. Scientists have known for years that emotions have biochemical properties. It can sound cold and sterile, depressing even, to reduce our intense attachment to loved ones and what we find when we look deeply into their souls to changes in the alignments of atoms in our brains. But the fact that this minute alteration of atoms, particles that are 99% empty space and so small that 200 million lined up would span a centimeter, accounts for a cascade of activity that makes us delirious with desire, well, it blows my mind. Science has only intensified my reverence for life. Unrelenting questioning of our experience is the only way we can understand the world around us, and ultimately, ourselves. If we all did this, our political discourse would be more enlightening and produce more clear-headed solutions. However, as the importance of science education has declined in our country, so has our collective analytical development. Over the past 22 months, I've scrutinized campaign promises concerning education. I was pleased that many candidates pledged to recruit teachers with strong science and math backgrounds. Hopefully, they'll inspire curiosity about the world, awe about new discoveries and innovations, and expectations that decisions be based on evidence and reason. Until then, I'd encourage everyone to dig a little deeper and brush up on your understanding of science. You might just find science a little sexier than you realized. With The Perspective, I'm Alex Liu.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.